your range on the heat index. That would be about 105 or higher. And scattered thunderstorms popping up each day, cooling off a few lucky communities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 25,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. Health officials say 1,110 people were hospitalized as of Wednesday. More than 46,000 cases have now been confirmed across the state. The Alabama Department of Education says 2.5 million facial coverings have now been ordered for Alabama schools. This comes out to around 3 per staff member and 3 per student. The masks are washable and reusable. And Johnson Edward Taylor, the teen charged in the crash that killed Rod and Paula Bramblett last year, has applied for youthful offender status. Judge Jacob Walker has not yet ruled on the application. Police say Taylor was speeding when he rear-ended the Bramblets at an intersection in Auburn last May. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's
license number 15033.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of three Alabama girls. As the loving husband of Tiffany. We know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama. And we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the Second Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman, like President Trump. He moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. Let's bring in our good friend, the man on top of the hill who solves problems, on top of the mountain who solves problems, the one and only John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, good afternoon. I don't know if our driveway qualifies as a hill or a mountain, but make no mistake about it. It's really steep, and we have a great view up here of the river and downtown Wetumpka. How about that?
That's it, because Billy called in yesterday after we had spoken. He said the view is great, and he said your staff is magnificent.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that. I was going to ask you something. Actually, somebody asked me this the other day. Remember, I was kidding around, you know, for years and years. Don Day was always joking about he thought that it'd be fun for either he or I to get on an office chair and ride down that driveway. You know, we talked about that one time.
Yeah, we did.
Well, the other day, somebody asked me, why don't you ask Dan if he wants to make good on that idea that Don Day finally just turned down and never did it. Are you interested in that?
No, I enjoy my body intact. Trying to do a talk show with a full body cast on would not be an easy thing to do.
Well, you said the other day you wanted a stress test. That would be a good stress test.
About halfway down, I wonder what my heart rate would be.
I have no idea. Oh, that's good stuff. Hey, okay, so today is the drawing. Is that right?
That is right.
Awesome. So we're going to give away dinner for two, a gift card, and that kind of stuff. So I guess what I'll do first, if you want, I'll just go ahead and talk about Mortgage Corp.
Absolutely.
How about that?
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Folks, let's talk about VA loans for just a moment. There are a lot of folks out there who have VA loans. Those are great loans that are actually designed for veterans where you can get in with no money down to buy a home. We offer VA loans. And we do a lot of them up here. Also, if you have a VA loan, you're a veteran, and you want to refinance that loan for a lower rate, there's a streamlined process that we have. It's quick. It's easy. There's no appraisal involved, and all you have to do is call in, and we'll get a little bit of information. Just have your information that you have about your current interest rate and balance and all that you have. We can put you in this interest rate reduction loan program and lower your interest rate. It is so easy. It's fast. We had one of your customers call in, and they're doing it right now. We had it approved in just a matter of a few minutes, really.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, they were back in today and finishing up on some things, getting ready to take this thing to closing. But it's a great deal. And we also have the FHA streamline refinance where you can also go in and reduce your interest rate if you have an FHA loan. So we have all of that. But make no mistake about it, folks. We are the source for home equity loans. If you have a home that is paid for or almost paid for and you need to cash in on your equity, we have equity loans. If you need a second mortgage on your home and you need money out to pay off bills or add a new roof or a new AC, HVAC system, whatever you need, we have that. We're the source for loans, and the great thing is, listen to this, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to qualify. We've got all kinds of different mortgage loans up here. You can buy a new home or refinance the one you have. You can have excellent credit, or you can have really slow credit. We've been known to actually pay people out of bankruptcy, believe it or not, with their equity loans.
Wow.
It's a big deal. We do all of that, and then we also make loans on automobiles. If you have an automobile that's paid for or almost paid for, you need a loan on it, whether it's, no matter what you need the money for, it doesn't matter. Maybe it might be repairs to the car, you know, new tires, new whatever you want to do. We do that, and the great thing is that you can get the loan and be approved within about an hour, even if your credit's less than perfect. So that's what we do. We try to have something for just about everybody. Whether you got great credit or slow credit, we're here. And we also buy mortgages. If you've sold a home, sold a property out there, and you're collecting monthly mortgage payments, if you'd like to cash in and get all of your money now, we might be able to take that mortgage off of your hands and write you a check.
I have a listener's question for you.
Okay, good.
At what interest rate that they currently have now would it be worth it for them to talk to you about refinancing?
Well, I'll tell you what, I have one right now, very good question. I have one right now that is about a 3.9, and we're able to go in and do it at about a 2.7. So,
wow.
Yeah, the rates are, you know, right now, depends on the loan amount, of course, and the credit and that kind of thing, but let's just say good credit, loan amount over $100,000, you're looking at rates under 3. So, you know, every case is different, but a lot of times, we can move someone that might have like a 3.8 or 4% rate, or maybe something like that, where they had a 30-year loan, take them into a lower rate under 3% and put it on a 15-year loan and just knock a lot of years off of it. We do that. That's a common thing.
Excellent. Well, this, because the person, I think they said they had refinanced it right at 4%, so it would be well worth their time to give you a call.
Oh, heck yes. Heck yes. If they're around 4% or somewhere in that range, oh, yes. All day long, yes.
I like that. Let's do the drawing here. Let it roll.
All right, let's do this.
And the winner is...
Duke!
Duke! I want to tell you something, John. When you meet Duke, you're going to love this guy. He has been calling here. He goes every week to get in on drawings. But he is the most delightful guy
Brilliant.
You'll ever meet. So, Duke, you need to call me at 272-9228. You are the winner of the Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card for dinner for two. I know he'll like that. I know you two will hit it off, John.
That sounds great. And I look forward to meeting and talking with Duke, and I hope he'll be able to come to our office and meet the staff. And we'll certainly fix him up, he and his family, and take care of all that. All right, I'm going to let you guys have it from here. Let me just close out by saying our company NMLS number is 232-876. We're an equal housing lender located in Wetumpka, and our phone number is 567-9000. Y'all have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk again.
John, soon. I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you're doing for my audience.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to the phones and go to Lori. Lori, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Have you shot anybody?
No.
Good.
No.
Well, you're getting a little frustrated.
I still have my gun right here.
You sounded a little frustrated yesterday, so I want to make sure you didn't take it out.
Well, I mean, if somebody's, chopping down my door, I would feel threatened.
There you go.
But no, I've seen a few things on TV this morning, I called and I had a couple of questions. One is about the painting in front of Trump Tower,
yeah.
And de Blasio and his old ladies out there doing some of the painting. I mean, why did they do that to that man? I mean, to me, it's just like trying to kick him in the face.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're trying to do. That's Bill Blasio spitting on Donald Trump.
Yeah. That's basically what they were doing this morning. There's all kind of places they could have put it in that city. They should have put it more in more of the black Hispanic type neighborhoods to me, but I don't know.
Harlem would have been a good place.
Yeah, Harlem, yeah. But too, I wanted to ask you, and I've been thinking about this for months, is Joe Biden's competency.
Yeah.
Why would his family and his advisors put this man through it? Because the man is obviously got some type of I don't want to call it a mental issue, but he's got some kind of dementia, some form. I don't know. He can't put a sentence together sometimes. He just stumbles and he makes all these kind of strange statements. And, I just kind of wanted to get your... Why would his family put him through that?
Well, I think it's because they want him to be president. They feel that whoever the nominee is going to be president of the United States. So we can just kind of keep him under glass for about another 3 months, then they'll be able to live the high life and lock him up and put the straitjacket on him and let him be. But, power does some weird things to people, and they will do some things that you would think that they normally would not do in their own best interest.
Yeah, because to me it's kind of cruel in a way, and I'm not a Democrat, but it's just cruel to do that to the man. No, I'm not. Trust me, I've never voted for a Democrat. I voted for Reagan the first time I was able to vote.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a young girl.
No, I'm not.
My first vote was in 1972. For Richard Nixon.
Okay. Oh, Nixon. Okay. I remember that growing up. Yeah. Watergate was on every night.
There you go.
But
for the rest of your life.
But I think if God forbid, like I told you, my birthday is on Inauguration Day. I hope we're celebrating. And if he gets elected, the Democratic Party is going to rule the White House. I mean, it won't be him making decisions. It will be somebody else. But that's my opinion. But you guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Lori. Have a good one.
All right.
Michael Cohen, guess where he is? He's back in custody. Remember, they let him out because of COVID-19. Right. Well, he went to a restaurant and didn't obey the curfew. So they've arrested him and taken him back into custody. Poor Michael. And Michael's testimony is the whole thing on this grand jury from New York of why they're investigating Trump. Let's go to Side Hustle. Hi, Side Hustle. Welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan and Joey. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
We're good, my friend. And how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Before I forget about it, I might try to get in on that Sweet Creek drawing.
Side Hustle, give me your month and day of birth.
12/1.
What hour? Just kidding.
I was there, but I can't remember.
You didn't have your watch on.
I didn't have my watch on. Yeah, actually, I kind of got tired of Joey not picking my name, so me and a buddy of mine went down to Sweet Creek the other day for the first time, and it was really good.
What'd you get?
I got the Cuban.
Good for you. Good choice.
Yes, very good. And the camp stew, and I forgot what else. But anyway, it was really good. So,
well, I'm glad you had a good experience. Did you get his birthday, Joey?
12/1, same as mine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Well, good. Maybe that'll remember that Friday at 2:30 to 2:45 when you pick it.
Yeah, because my interests, subjective desires, really manipulate that random number generator. It's quite a unique power.
Yeah, he does have a unique power.
Yeah, it's funny. My great grandfather and my cousin, we all share the same birthday as well, which is kind of odd in one family. But anyway, yeah. But what I wanted to ask you about, Dan, was what kind of stock you put into a presidential approval rating, being that Trump's is kind of taking a hit lately. Does that concern you as far as, and I know we're way out from election, but what do you think about?
I'm going to play something from the guy who predicted the 2016 election after we complete a couple of calls here. Talking about his prediction for 2020, he's the guy who successfully predicted Trump's win in 2016. Here's the reason that approval ratings don't really project what reality is. Approval rating is based on general population. It's someone calling another person and saying, either by computer or an actual person, and says, do you like the job that Donald Trump is doing? Yes, no. Well, when you're talking about general population, most general population get their news, their information from ABC, NBC, or CBS. So you think about the negativity that has been on all those channels, then that's where they're getting it. And or even if they're watching CNN or MSNBC. And some do watch the Fox. I mean, Fox is a very popular cable. So it's not a real clear picture of how people are going to vote at all. Even if you call and say, are you a registered voter, that's not a clear picture, because basically 68% of the people that are registered voters, only 68% vote. So you're talking to someone, they're giving you an opinion, but it doesn't mean that they're going to turn it into an action of a vote. I know that Opinion Dynamic Research has done some polling on this. The excitement level for Trump is huge. It is in the 70 percentile. The excitement level for Biden is down in the 30 percentile. They're voting for Biden mainly because they don't like Trump. The question is, are they saying they like Joe Biden because they don't like Trump, or are they going to go out and vote for Joe Biden because they don't like Trump? Those two things are not equal at all, because one right. takes action, the other one takes you moving your lips. And that is not a good indicator. So I would much rather be with the group that has the very enthusiastic, and I think there's stealth people out there that don't answer polls. They don't want to say they're for Trump. They're just quiet about it. I have family members like that. But I think these polls are way off.
Right. Well, going based on what you're saying there with on the excitement factor and voters actually showing up to vote for Biden, the 30%, do you think then that if Kanye gets on a ticket that they're going to be excited enough to go vote for Kanye to prove their point to the Democrats and keep them out of it? Or does Kanye even...
Are you talking about African-Americans, or are you talking about a general voter who is voting for Joe Biden?
Well, I would think African-Americans, because that's who's going to, on the Democrat side, is going to try to prove their point, I guess a two-part question with that. Do you think that Kanye actually gets on a ticket and is able to do this?
What
are the likelihood of that?
I think there are a couple of scenarios here. I think, one, he could do a write-in campaign and probably do a fairly effective write-in campaign, because he's really only going after a targeted group, and that is those people who are tired of the Democrats taking them for granted. Now, you can call them black, you can call them... you know, millennials, you can call them whatever. Is anybody who is tired of the Democrat Party taking them for granted? I think that's where he's going to go. If he can just get on the ballot in about 5 or 6 states, he can get that message across loud and clear.
Right. Okay. But do you think that then those excited voters actually go there to do that, to prove that point? You know, you were saying
you're talking about the excited for Biden?
For Biden, right.
Yeah, yeah. I think the people that are excited for Biden are going to go vote for Biden. But it's only 32% of those people who say they're going to vote for Biden. I think the other people are completely in question, because, as Dick Worthlin taught me, it's a whole different ballgame of saying, I'm going to do something and doing it.
Right.
I mean, it's like, you know, somebody said, I'm going to pray for you. Okay? They say that. The question is, do they do it? I'm going to come and visit you. They can say that, but do they do it? I'm going to go wash your car. They can say that, but do they do it? One takes action. The other one takes moving your lips.
Yeah, talk is cheap.
Talk is exactly right. And particularly when you're being brainwashed by the media of a world that really doesn't exist. It only exists in their mind. And how everything's doom and gloom. You can get it from the CBS reports we can play on COVID. Of course people are going to say things like that. They're only talking to registered voters. Sometimes they're only talking to adults. They don't even ask them if they're registered to vote.
Right, yeah. Well, that's the main thing I wanted to ask about was the that approval rating, what your thoughts are on that. And one other quick thing.
I tell you what I'm going to do is I'm getting the high sign that I've got to go to a break. You're more than welcome to hang on through the break. I'm going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Rioting, looting, vandalism. It's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum, tough, strong, conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police in the fight against the criminal element burning down our cities and with law-abiding citizens protecting their families.
I'm Judge Beth Kellum. When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. The tough part is separating fact from fiction. That's where experience counts.
Judge Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and the conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Judge Beth Kellum. Keep Alabama safe. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for Business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, Michael Cohen taken back in custody for violating terms of his early release from prison by staying out past curfew.
But I talked to Mr. Trump, and Mr. Trump said it's okay to stay out past the curfew, Mike. And, you know, Mr. Trump misled me again. I'm so sorry that I listened to Mr. Trump again.
Let's go to the phones and go to John D. John D., how are you today, my friend?
Dan, I'm doing fine.
Good.
I'm doing fine. Supreme Court decisions.
Yeah.
That came out earlier. First thing that kind of caught my eye was I love the language in there about how supposedly the House of Representatives said they wanted Trump's records to use as a case study.
Right. To see if the IRS is doing their job.
Right.
They didn't
right.
want to do Bill Clinton. They didn't want to do Barack Obama. They didn't want to do Nancy Pelosi. They wanted to do Donald J. Trump.
Right. I like that. Put that in quotes. Case study. I think the Supreme Court put it in quotes. You know, but here's the thing. I'm disappointed in the decision for this reason. Because this is going to put in jeopardy. I'm sure that there is some mid-30s person, a lifelong resident of Washington, D.C., employed by the federal government, probably by the IRS, that downloaded Trump's tax returns on their coffee break 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been hiding them in their freezer. And then they'll have to come forward as the courageous whistleblower 10 days before the election, represented by the same law firm that represented the Dr. Blasey Ford.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works. So it just puts somebody at risk, you know. Just an ordinary government bureaucrat who wants to take somebody's tax returns. No, I'm just, seriously, I don't be surprised if those things end up in the public domain before the election. That'll be one of the cards that they have to play. But interestingly enough, though, you notice they said at the beginning of their opinion, Congress doesn't have any enumerated powers of investigation. Hello?
Yeah,
and they don't.
Yeah.
We allow them to do that because without the ability to investigate, it'd be hard for them to carry out their legislative function. But if I was a lawyer employed by Congress, I'd be sitting there going, wow, okay, that's a little out of left field. But, you know, maybe we ought to think about things a little closer, more carefully before we do them. The other thing, though, is the Oklahoma decision. And I think people are kind of missing the significance of that. The joke was around the court, what I've read is that, you know, the Indians always lose whenever they have a decision before the Supreme Court. Jurisprudence has not been too friendly to their claims. Who knows why? I don't read anything nefarious into that. But this case is a watershed, the McGirt case that came out today. And it is just, it's like a thunderbolt, and we'll see what comes out of it. I think they even noted in the opinion that maybe a third of land in Oklahoma is Indian tribal land.
Mm-hmm.
We signed treaties and entered into obligations, and those have the full force of law, even though Congress hasn't spoken on them, you know, since the 1860s. So that was just, I think there's going to be more to come from that. And these claims that are going to be asserted in the future, I think people are going to take them much more seriously. And it gives Indian tribes much more bargaining power for other things that they might have an interest in. I'm thinking of the obvious is gaming.
Of course.
But there could be other things, you know. So it's just that is going to be a big, that is a big deal for them. That's the biggest court ruling that they've had in decades. And so we'll see what flows from it. But the other rulings, you know, it's just, of course, the media is just totally focused in on, we won't get to see the records before the election. So we've lost interest. In other words, it's kind of like the day after the election, I wonder if CNN will have the COVID live update section up and running.
I like that.
All right. Listen, Dano, you have a good day.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you. Let's go to the winner of the $50 gift card from Mortgage Corporation of the South, the one and only Duke.
Hey, thank you very much.
Hey, congratulations, big guy.
Man, that's great. I appreciate it a lot, man.
Well, absolutely.
It is hot out here, my friend.
It is. This is not a good day to be cutting wood, is it?
It sure is. Well, I appreciate it, man. And I'll go up there and get it. I don't know exactly how it works. But
you know where it is, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I just sent John your information. They're going to call you, get you to come up. They'll give you the card and some other gifts. And as I told Jonathan, you and John are going to get along great.
Yeah, we kind of used to play together when we were kids, I told you. I don't know if you remember or not.
I do remember that. I forgot that was you, though.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to tell you, this morning I heard Biden say the police don't need military-style trucks driving through a neighborhood. And I thought, well, hell, Obama and you are the ones who gave them to him. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
And nobody said a word to him about it. They just kept on going. I don't know if you saw that clip this morning.
I did not see that. Was that when he was talking about his economic package?
I think it was before that, but it was in that same little series that you've been playing. But anyway, it was this morning on Fox around, I guess, 8:30. No, about 8, a little after 8.
Okay.
But anyway, well, I just want to thank you very much, okay?
Duke, congratulations, my friend.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks. Okay, little boy. Man, these boys are boom, 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 boom. I'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. And keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
The runoff election for both parties is July 14th. This is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the rising number of cases, we encourage you to vote absentee. The deadline to apply for an absentee ballot is July 9th, and they must be received by July 13th. If you are voting in person, you must respect our safety rules. The public interest is best served by participation in elections, and the right to vote is essential to our democracy. The virus can't stop our vote.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court rules House Democrats have to take their request for President Trump's financial records back to lower courts, but that they're entitled to ask, as is a prosecutor in New York City.
The Supreme Court ruling 7-2 that the Manhattan District Attorney is entitled to President's business records as part of a criminal investigation. The court said the New York DA had the authority to subpoena the records from the president's private accounting. The president had claimed an immunity from criminal investigations while in office, something the court rejected.
Fox's John Decker. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court rules Oklahoma prosecutors may not try crimes committed in a chunk of the state considered tribal territory.
The case stems from a challenge from an American Indian convicted of sex crimes against a child on land claimed by the Creek Nation. Attorneys for the man say Oklahoma courts have no jurisdiction and federal courts should instead handle the case.
Fox Chair Albert.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody.
everybody. We're settling back down into a normal summer pattern in that there won't be as many storms to go around. Hot today with a high temperature up to about 90, with scattered thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening, fading out tonight. We'll be in the mid-70s tonight. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, a little hotter each day. 93 Friday, mid-90s Saturday and Sunday. Danger range on the heat index, that would be about 105 or higher. And scattered thunderstorms popping up each day, cooling off a few lucky communities. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Name it and claim it. Let's go to the phones and go to Matt. Matt, how are you doing, my brother?
Hey, Dan. Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Joey, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good. Excellent. Excellent. Before I forget, can I get on that Sweet Creek drawing, please?
Matt, give me your month and day of birth. I'm not sure if $60 gift card will be able to cover your entire family.
No, but there's a few little ones. They don't eat much.
Oh, okay. we just don't tell them about the gift card. Mainly for you and your bride.
I'll buy ice cream there for everybody. Anyway.
There you go.
Maybe. We'll see.
What's that month of labor?
The question,
Matt, was
1228. Okay.
As to the question of Biden's mental capacity, this isn't the first time we've had to deal with this in our country's history. If you recall that Woodrow Wilson had a debilitating stroke early in his second term, which impaired him for the rest of his term. He died shortly after leaving office. So it's not so much about the person as it is about the policy that they bring in and the personnel who implement that policy. And so that's what people need to be concerned about. The Democrats don't care as long as Biden has a pulse. If he has a pulse, then they'll be able to take power. And so this guy, they're going to save at least one ventilator.
Nobody has been denied a ventilator, even Joe Biden.
He'll have three or four back in the Oval Office just in case. Just to keep power. But also with the subject of polling, people, I think, look at the wrong things when they poll, and I think that's the problem with the media. Dan, you'll probably know this better than me, but I think the last time, the one reason they got it wrong is they undercounted the percentage of what they thought the Republican vote would be.
Yeah,
in other words,
absolutely.
Of the percentage of the whole vote, they were thinking it was, I think, in the upper 20s. Right. It ended up being like 33% or something. So they were weighting all the poll results they got based on a flawed overall percentage. And so I think they're doing the same thing this time, especially when you consider the current climate and what a lot of independents are looking at out the window or on their TV screens and seeing what's happening in our cities. I think that's going to eliminate a lot of the independent vote and drive them to, or shift that vote to, the Republican column. And so if you get 33, 34, 35% of the total vote, it's going to be a blowout. So that's something the polls right now will not tell you if they're rigging it like they did before. So that's something to keep in mind. But Joey, you had earlier on your show, I didn't get to hear it except the very end, you had Barry Moore on.
Mm-hmm.
And this segues into what I just commented on about polling and about understanding this election, because what the Democrats want is they want this election to be a referendum on Trump. That's what they want. That's why they're obsessing so much about him. And what the danger is Republicans get into that, play that game. And early on in the campaign, Coleman was you know, very much in that playing that game of trying to compete with who loves Trump the most. Barry Moore was the same way. Coleman's early ads did not mention the word socialism once, which is one reason why I supported Jessica Taylor. She was the one who caught it from the very beginning. She understood what this was about. Barry Moore was talking about term limits and being a veteran and loving Trump. He has, of course, switched, and now he's pounding the socialism angle. Even Coleman's had a few ads, but he cut all his ads probably over a two-day period at the very beginning of the campaign. So he was just trying to spend his way to victory. But what Trump understood then, and he understands it now, is that that he wants this election to be a referendum not on him, but on socialism. That's who he's running against. He's not running against Joe Biden. He's running against what's happening on the streets of America today, what's happening with the monuments coming down, what's happening with the erasing of history, what's happening with the attack on American institutions and the Constitution and everything else. So that's what's going to drive, I believe, a lot of independents into the Republican column this year, because they're looking around and they're saying, you know, they're looking at what's happening on the streets of Seattle and Portland and Baltimore and Atlanta, and they don't want it on Pennsylvania Avenue inside the White House. And that's what they're going to get if they vote for Joe Biden.
That's, I think you're spot on with that. It, yeah, he's really fighting for the suburban voter that's there, whether they're independent or Republican or even mm-hmm. Democrat. Are you scared about the direction that the country's going in economically, fiscally, personally, and on a moral basis? And if you're worried about those things, then Donald Trump is going to be your guy. If you're not worried about
those things, there's no one else.
Yeah, if you're not worried about those things, and Joe Biden, and you don't like Donald Trump, and he's too rude and he burps too much, then you're going to vote for Joe Biden.
Exactly. And I think that's why our side wins. I just really don't. That's why you see the enthusiasm for Trump voters much, much higher mm-hmm. than the enthusiasm for Biden, because you just, it's not, you don't want to, I don't think that campaign is going to be as successful as the pollsters now think it is. But we'll find out, you know, who knows. Trump is a hard character to swallow sometimes. And, you know, if we play their game and try to defend everything he does, that's a tough battle to fight. But if you focus on, as what was it, Steve Bannon said, he said, you got to look at the signal and not the noise. Pay attention to the signal and not the noise. And our candidates need to get on board with that and not be distracted by the noise and focus on
the
real issue.
And it's why the rest your voter concept of polling just does not work, because when you look at all the negativity that's coming out of ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC, there's no way that you're going to say, I need to go vote for Trump, unless you are just a diehard, dedicated Trumpster, normally a Fox viewer, or you hate the media. The people are, they're not going to get them vote. They don't like Trump, but they're not going to put any energy behind that. That's why I think there's going to be a big upset in 2020.
I agree with you. I tend to agree more every day. The crazier it gets, I think the better it is for Trump.
Yep. Matt, I got to roll, my friend. You have a great one. Let me go to a break. I'm going to come back and play this professor talking about a Trump victory right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. Others say they support Donald Trump, but I've done it. Sign a term limits pledge? I've done it. Some say they'll fight for conservative values. I've done it. Support our farmers. I grew up on a farm. I have a degree in agriculture. I've done it. While many say they support our military, I have served. I am the only veteran in this race. Political candidates say they will do a lot of things. On July 14th, vote for Barry Moore, who's done it. I'm Barry Moore, Trump Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Baby, do you understand me now?
The Dan Morris Show.
Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
Oh man, another classic. Let's go to the phones and go to James. James, welcome aboard.
Hey Dan, two things. Press conference and hydroxychloroquine. The press conference, I had to listen in, and that lady is so smart. As I get older, I can't recall names or facts, but I mean, she was instantaneous with the everything they ask her. They tried to trick her by asking very quick questions and rapid fire, and with varying the subjects rather than hitting one over and over again. And her recall was total. I mean, it was amazing.
She's impressive in more than one way.
Yes, sir. And the other thing is this hydroxychloroquine, which, you know, the Henry Ford Foundation study showed it to be effective, very effective, and over half the people would have remained here as living people rather than dead if they had been given the drug, hydroxychloroquine with erythromycin. And but the Democrats had to badmouth it and make people ashamed to take the get involved with the study, and they had trouble getting studies off. But that one with 2,500 people actually showed it over a several-month period, showed it to be very effective. And right now, we got a lot of dead people that would be alive if they hadn't badmouthed the president, the Democrats, and tried to shame the drug.
Well, and the media is culpable in that also, because they went out of their way to find reasons and find people to say it didn't work.
Yes, sir. And also false reports, like the science fiction author that sent the papers in that were phony. And, you know, they played that up. And but they, CNN at least, came out with the fact that it was effective, and it's getting, you know, on the Internet now. And hopefully the doctors will start prescribing it for us as outpatients, you know, so that we can get it quickly. We can't wait for the test to be concluded and then try to find a doctor and then get it, and we'll be getting it too late. We need to get it very quickly, you know, and so hopefully the doctors will start prescribing it where we can start either seeing them or calling into them or whatever, you know, to get it. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that, and that lady's got a future, you know, after being
Let me tell you what. She would be a high-paid hired gun after this.
Yes, sir. And thank you.
Thanks, James.
Thank you, sir.
Let me go to Howie. Howie, how are you?
How you doing, Dan? I am a first-time caller and listen to you since you started.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. We're going to put your name in the drawing for the weekly farm market twice. So
yes, I'll tell you why. Just before Memorial Day, you didn't shut up about Sweet Creek for 2 days.
Oh, no.
Sitting here in a chair, and I said, told my wife, I said, get ready. We're going down there. I said, and Dan has talked me into it. God, I think we spent $80. We bought 4 packs of ribs, a brisket. I can't believe, and some quarts of stuff. I said, boy, I tell you, he cost me a fortune. But you made me so hungry.
Well, did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. That stuff is great. Yeah. I told her, from now on, when we get ribs, instead, what we do is, if we're going to have them, we'll call down there and go get them and come home and eat them. Mm-hmm. Why cook them? Because you can't cook them as good as Reed does.
Exactly right. And for the price.
But like I was going to tell you, between those ribs and that brisket, we still had some for July.
There you go. I like that.
What I was going to
tell you. Well, first of all, give me your month and day of birth.
6/22/36.
Before we get into your part of the conversation, so you've been listening to the show since day one.
Day one, I listened to, I haven't seen your mom, but the guy that was on before all of you.
Don Markle.
I'm Markwell. I retired in 88. Huh. I was a GM-14. I worked out of Gunner.
Oh,
I was in the military, then I worked for the Air Force. And then I put Markwell on, come home all day.
Yeah.
And then you guys came on. And I'm a professional radio listener because I started in 41 with a guy named Uncle Whip on 650 on your AM dial out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Man.
In 1941, we had one of them old Motorola or the one with the magic eye. You could turn it till you got right on the station.
Ooh, yeah, I know exactly.
Next big guy was a guy named Joe Pine out of WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. He was he was wounded. He's a Marine. Lost a leg in a war, and he had a show. He was mainly about sports, but he would talk about anything. And that was latter part of 47. I got involved with him. I've always CKLW out of Windsor, Ontario. Well, Bruce Williams.
Okay, I'm running out of time here. So I appreciate you to give me your Marconi history. What is on your mind today?
Oh, yesterday you talked about West Point.
Yes.
I was there in front of the stand. James Cagney was to my left.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I saw you there. My son graduated in that class. He was distinguished grad. And he was one in the first 3 or 4 that President Reagan shook hands with.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And do you remember President Reagan shook hands with 962 cadets?
I absolutely remember because I was standing there and it wasn't planned.
Right. And I saw you. I saw a civilian, you know what I mean? I didn't know if you were CID or CIA, what you were. But I know I saw you there.
Yeah.
And then I saw you again, I believe, at Maxwell in like early 80s.
Yep.
When President Reagan came down.
Yep.
Yes. And why I like your show